I've got someone in the studio with me today that I haven't seen in this setting in a while. I've seen you out and about. Dean Pearson is
indeed
the dean over at Lane Community College here in Florence and in Cottage Grove. So you've
That's
been
right.
busy.
Yes, sir. Yeah, I've been triple deaning, but now I'm just double deaning. So I'm feeling pretty good about the change.
How many days a week do you spend part here, part there? Is that how it works?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, Florence, we had a couple of years of COVID, and then we've had a couple of years of construction. We're kind of coming out of that. In fact, we can talk about that. We've got a whole slate of credit classes coming this fall. And Cottage Grove has been kind of in a similar place. They too went through the COVID time. And then they've been going through their own construction. Lane County Public Health is building a health clinic in about half the space. So it's going to be starting up a little slower on the credit side, winter term.
Has the educational aspect of Lane Community College had the same difficulties that businesses have had, like retaining people? Or were they more steadfast in hanging out and completing staying with it after COVID or during COVID?
Talking about students.
No, I'm talking about faculty and staff.
About the faculty. For the most part, folks stay with it. There were on LCC side, we have a lot of longtime employees, some older folks that probably would fit in well with you and I and others here in Florence. And so there certainly were some possibilities for accommodations during that time. Folks were able to teach on Zoom for a while. That kind of shut down a little bit. But we also, you know, like many colleges and universities, we also have a vibrant online selection of classes now. I don't think it's the best way to take education, but it certainly works. And for a lot of people, it's very convenient and still works well. It just depends on the person.
Well, it's interesting because a lot of colleges over the past 20 years have done more of these online, you know, the School of Phoenix and all that stuff, you know, have sort of incorporated that into their thing. So this wasn't something like brand new, but it was more new to Lane Community College.
We certainly had online classes, and we were utilizing Zoom in various ways. But we weren't like, you know, for a while, it was like pretty much all online or on Zoom for probably about a year and a half at LCC district-wide, the entire county. And that was new. So a lot of folks had to get up to speed on technology pretty quickly, and we had a lot of folks who helped. So, yeah.
Now, the student population, has that kind of started to increase? You're seeing more and more participation?
It has. This will be the third year of Dr. Stephanie Butler's reign, I guess, as our president, and she is doing a fantastic job. So we'd had a more than a decade of declining enrollment. And that's been true for a lot of Oregon community colleges. It's not just us and community colleges in general, depending on the place in the country. But that had been true for us, and that wasn't a fun place to be in, you know, every year looking at the bottom line saying, well, what are we going to cut this year? And now this is the third year in a row where our enrollment is gaining pretty substantially. We're getting back up there.
Well, that's awesome.
It is very awesome.
So I'm sure that one of the things that are bringing people back are probably the way you're bringing new and different things in as far as academic classes. I'm sure you have a new slate of things that are coming. Like you mentioned, been through COVID, been through construction. Now LCC here in Florence is kind of reinvigorated.
Yes, definitely. And the college has doubled down on their commitment to our rural centers and to rural education in general. We have a lot of rural students, honestly. You know, there's certainly the bulk of our students in the metro area. Eugene and Springfield is about 3 zillion times, to use the technical number, bigger than us. But we have a lot of rural students, too. And so we're finding ways to try and better serve our rural students. We can certainly integrate technology. We learned a lot about using tech over the last few years of COVID. And so we can integrate technology in smart ways that serve our students, but still have that personal touch, you know, anytime and every time we can. A lot of our services, our student services, those can be more virtual. You know, you can make a phone call. You can get online. You can Zoom into our advisors, our financial aid counselors, some of those types of folks, the student support staff, basically.
Which, like when you're in high school, it was easier because you're in school every day and you get to see the counts from that. But when you're trying to work and trying to increase your education and learn more, sometimes you have to be away from the environment. So to Zoom in is definitely probably a blessing for a lot of people.
Absolutely. And a lot of those kinds of, you know, it's just not tenable for a city of 10,000 and the greater Western Lane County, you know, maybe 25,000. It's just not tenable to have like a full-time financial aid advisor in Cottage Grove in Florence. But we can certainly, you know, think of smart ways for our students to be able to access what they need quickly using technology in some of those kinds of ways, while focusing now more on bringing on-site education back to our campus.
So what's new for the fall? What do you have coming up for the fall now?
Well, George, I'm glad you asked. We actually have, I think it's 8 classes total that we're offering right here in Florence fall term. Again, pre-pandemic, I've been here several years now, since 2015, and I've known several alumni of LCC out in the community that have told me that they were able to complete our entire two-year AAOT, our Associate of Arts Oregon Transfer degree, in Florence. And that is still possible. It's not possible in every flavor that someone might want to major, but that is still possible. And this fall, we've got a Spanish class. We've not offered Spanish in my tenure, and I think it had been a number of years prior to that, so we're excited about that. Spanish 101. We've got a biology class back in Florence. You know, we have a science classroom that was built, I think it was dedicated in 2010, so it's still reasonably new and well-used and waiting for students this fall. We've got a communication course, one of our basic communication courses, interpersonal communication. We have a world history class that we're going to have, a math 105. It's somewhere between, you know, folks who really want to go for math, that want to be engineers, that are really interested in math and geometry and calculus and going that route. This is a math in society class, so it's like real world math that we're.
I could use a refresher in that.
Yes, me too.
As much as I don't use it anymore. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm really excited to have that on site here in Florence as well. We've got a psychology, an intro to psych class that we're offering, and writing 121. That's going to be interesting. It's the first composition class that Lane offers in a series of writing classes. And we're doing that in a modality we call High Flex. So we've got a real live Florence-based instructor who will be in person at the Florence Center. We will also have a student assistant who's aiding with we have a large screen. It's kind of got Zoom built into this big screen. It's called a D10. And so students who are outside of our area, they could be in Eugene, they could be in Cottage Grove, they could be up the McKenzie River, they could be anywhere, and they can Zoom in to this live class happening in Florence. If they can't, they still can work on things online. So it's like whatever works for you is going to be a way that you can finish this course successfully.
That's so cool that education has come to that. That's pretty neat, yeah.
Yeah, and we also have a couple of other math classes that are just Zoom. So we've got another section of that Math 105. If the time frame that we're offering Math 105 on site doesn't work, a student can take it with another instructor who's based in Eugene, Springfield, strictly on Zoom. And then we have a Math 111, which is pre-calculus, George.
Yeah, I never did calculus in high school. I skipped that one. So I skipped the pre as well.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, I think I went through pre. I don't think my high school had full-on calculus, but I was always a great math student, but I wouldn't be now.
Yeah. Well, there were things that I was good at, and that's what I focused on.
Yes.
So what about continuing education stuff?
Yeah, I'm glad you asked. We got a whole bunch of things going on this fall there, too, and actually – When we look at our non-credit stuff, my colleague Beth Habian, who's been on the program in the past as well, she is literally putting the finishing touches on it. We've got to get it to the printer here pretty soon. Registration opens, I think, the second day of the term, which is early in September. So it's earlier than our late fall start for credit classes. Our credit classes start September 30th. So Beth is literally finishing that up. But we've got several things in mind. We brought back already, and we're going big guns come fall. It's a good time for little day trips. We've got a lot of what we call the outward ventures going. So folks taking trips. We just took a group to Time Garden in Alsea, which is a wonderful location, really cool. Beth is working on some other things in Eugene. I think one of the wineries over there for a trip to see how they do things, to spend a little time there. I think she's looking at something at the Holt Center, the Shedd Institute. So some things in there. And she's also planning to go take a group up to a theatrical event in Newport at their center there.
That sounds very cool.
Yeah. And then lots of, you know, we've got a creative writing class. We've got all kinds of wellness classes, yoga and Nia, which is a particular kind of interesting dance instruction, all kinds of stuff. Chair yoga. That's I haven't tried it yet, but it sounds about my speed these days.
Yeah. Well, you know, I watch these videos of people doing it, and they get really fit doing it. So I'm like,
absolutely,
maybe that's not a bad idea.
Yeah. Yeah. We got to move it or lose it. Again, you know, targeting folks who maybe haven't exercised for a while and they want to get back to it. It's a good introduction or reintroduction to staying fit.
So what else for the fall that you want to let folks know about?
You know, we have a small business management cohort that's offered through our Small Business Development Center. So the SBDC, people are pretty familiar with that. We have done this before. It was fabulously successful. We had eight small businesses. It might have been more than initially started, and it was eight by the end. It's a three-year, potentially a three-year commitment. You can take it 1 year at a time, but inevitably most folks want to just keep going. It's taught by a New York business guy who has been a serial entrepreneur. He's got a fabulously successful travel business currently and has started lots of other things over the years. His name is Gary Smith. He taught it previously. All of our alumni that were part of that three-year cohort are thrilled that he's coming back. They're telling their friends about it. We're getting some people signing up. And it's like a master's of business administration degree, but it's all just real world talk. So no fluff, no, you know, you're not going to learn accounting necessarily, but you're going to learn how to understand how to talk to your bookkeeper and maybe to be able to do some things yourself. You're going to learn about employee stuff, the things you need to know to, you know, stay legal and keep your people happy.
And it's the real world stuff that what it comes down to anyway, because when you get out of school, you know, you still have a learning curve.
Yes.
You know the book stuff, but then you got to put the social aspect into the book stuff. And it can be a little different world for some people. They're not all acclimated to that end of the business.
Exactly.
Yeah. Well, they can keep books like crazy, but when it comes to interpersonal stuff, it's like, oh, I'm scared.
You know? Exactly. Yeah. So Gary's a fabulous instructor. The year that we completed that three-year program, which was pre-COVID, the group actually collectively nominated Gary and that program for one of the Science Awards that year. Didn't win, but it was, you know, just a great honor to be nominated, as you all know, when it comes to the Science Awards.
And be recognized for the work you did.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
And I haven't told anyone this yet, but
Breaking news.
The SBDC is also, they've been partnering with Quality Care Connections, which does childcare training all through the county. They're actually housed at LCC's main campus. They're sort of quasi-LCC employees, but they are their own entity, and they're like a formal childcare education entity in Linn County and parts of Douglas County too. And they've got a fabulous training program, and the SBDC has been bringing that. They did it in Eugene. They're going to do it in Cottage Grove, and it's going to be here this year in Florence. So it's,
that is very needed here.
I can't recall. I don't think it's on this little flyer I brought with me, but I can't recall how it's set up, but it's like once or twice a month, I think, for like a few months. And if I recall correctly, the students, so potential childcare providers, they don't have to pay anything. A lot of it is grant funded. They just come and they learn. They actually get some things at the end. They get licensed, you know, things that you would ordinarily have to pay for. If they make this commitment to come and finish that course, they're going to be licensed child care providers in the state of Oregon when they're done.
That is excellent. I think that's great because it's something I hear people talk about that. I hear the nurses at the hospital talk about that. I hear other members in the community say, need childcare.
Absolutely. And you just mentioned the hospital.
Yeah.
We've partnered last year with Peace Health and the Peace Health Foundation for a CNA cohort. We plan to do that again this year. Also, we have a new medical assisting coordinator at LCC, and she is very interested in supporting our rural students. So we're still talking about the best ways to do that. She and I met with the VPFO for Peace Health Oregon at River Bend last week, and we're meeting in Cottage Grove in another week or so and talking about ways that she's excited, too, about helping the rural students in the county.
I could go on and on to tell you because I'm so excited about all the things that are going on over at LCC.
But, me too.
You know, just looking forward to getting people educated here in our community. That's great.
Yeah. And the last thing I'll mention, we've got GED prep and adult basic skills classes returning to the Florence Center in person as well. A lot of folks in the community know Leonora Kent. She was our longtime ABSE ELL, GED instructor. And Leonora has retired again for the second time. And we have a new instructor coming in and also is familiar with Florence, with the community here. And I think she's going to do a fabulous job as well, getting students prepped for to take the GED if they haven't completed their high school degree, and helping with basic skills that will enable them, if they choose to enroll as successful college students.
And I would be amiss if I didn't give you the opportunity to give out numbers and how to contact and how to get registered for school.
Yes, indeed. So the number, the best number at the Florence Center is actually an LCC prefix. It's 541-463-4800. We also have a local Florence number, but most folks have cell phones these days, and it doesn't make a difference. So that's the easiest one for me to remember, and probably the easiest one for other folks to remember, too. 541-463-4800.
All right. Russ, thank you so much. Russ,
thank you, George.
Our dean
awesome.
Over at Lane Community College in Florence and in Cottage Grove. Thank
Indeed.
You so much.
Thank you. Take care.
Next up, the ladies from Western Lane Emergency Operations Group are here to talk about Beat the Wave Preparedness Expo.